You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
And we are back. Oh, God, I thought I had more of a voice today than that. Sorry. Ooh, that was kind of weeny. Where's my resounding loud voice? Where is it? All right, let me read you guys this email. This is an interesting one. Dr. Dahlia, I'm a dentist and a Republican. I practice in Los Angeles and am surrounded by liberals. Liberals? Why do people? I can't tell you how many emails I get. Dr. Dahlia, I'm surrounded by liberals. What am I supposed to do? Call 911? I mean, you're going to be okay. All right, you're going to be okay. I mean, you know, there's liberals all over the place. Okay, they're here, they're there. They're to the east or to the west or to the north, to the south. You'll be okay. All right, that's all right, that's all right. I appreciate your writing me, though, about it. Honestly, I like to know when everybody thinks they're in peril so I could calm them down. But anyway, okay, so I practice in Los Angeles. I'm surrounded by liberals. Our practice has taken a hit with the recession, so I would like to salvage as many patients as I can. But not one day goes by where my patient wants to discuss political issues. Well, if you only have one patient, no wonder you're scared. Okay, I get it. I get it. A patient. I get it. Okay, no way. I don't mean to correct your grammar. No, my grammar isn't the best. I'm sorry. How do you preserve a patient base without lying and pretending to be someone who I'm not? No, you never lie. In fact, if you lie, you're going to lose clients. This goes for any of you. I get emails all the time. Dr. Dahlia, what do I do? My coworkers are giving me crap, you know, because I don't like Obama. And all. You know, honestly, people, you know, always try and keep politics out of work if you can. Now, I know some of you can't, you know, because you like to go to the parades. You like to go to the meetings. You like to have Romney stickers or Obama Biden stickers on your car. I mean, trust me, you know, if you work somewhere and everybody knows your car and you're going to and you decide to have a sticker, you have the sticker on because you want people to know. All right, but, you know, if you're afraid your work is going to be affected by it, that's why we always say you don't talk about religion and you don't talk about politics. Now, those are my two favorite subjects to talk about. I love talking about religion, although I have a difficult time because every time I misquote the Bible, my mom gives me a hard time. So I don't talk religion with my mom because she's like, that is not what they said in Deuteronomy. I'm like, I don't care, Deuteronomy. The point is, so anyway, I got to be very, very careful talking religion with my mom. But, you know, in terms of, like, for example, I mean, you all, it's no secret. With me, I'm a Republican. I have a lot of conservative values, but also I have a lot of moderate values. I mean, you know, working at the EPA and you know, working under Al Gore and, you know, having his picture all over the place, you really do rub some environmental stuff off of you. I was mad at Bush Sr., and all the Scud missile and Persian Gulf issues going on, so I voted for Clinton. It's okay. I voted for Clinton. Come on. You know, plus, when he came to my university, he kind of checked me out one day. So I thought, you know, any president or future president would think I'm cute, you know, has got to get my vote. Remember, I wasn't the smartest, you know, smartest kid back then. All right. So, I mean, you know, I am by no means, you know, a diehard, you know, right wing fanatic. Okay, by any means, because I can see both sides. And I see where you're going with this. Today, President Obama was talking about gay marriage. You know, a tenth of my practice is gay. I mean, as a doctor, you know, I mean, I'm going to take care of my gay patients, and I'm going to be their advocate. I'm going to be an advocate for all my patients. It doesn't matter where I stand on the political spectrum, and I hate that they stereotype Republicans as anti-gay. I think that's ridiculous. Okay, many Republicans are for gay rights. I mean, many Republicans are pro-choice. Many Republicans, you know, I, for example, there was a student, she was a Republican student, saying, look, I'm going to medical school. I want to take care of any patient. I don't care whether they're illegal or not. I mean, if I'm in the ER, doc, what did you do? Well, when I was in the ER, I, you know, worked on anybody that came in front of me. Okay, and that doesn't make me any less of a conservative. I think really people are really stereotyping, and that's a problem with the media. The media is making the Republicans look fanatics, and they're making the Democrats look fanatics. Yes, there are fanatics on both sides. There's fanatics everywhere. But listen, you know, you can be one side or the other without alienating your client base or your patient base. And you're right, patients are going to ask. I mean, with the 2008 election, every day, somebody said, who are you voting for, Obama or McCain? I had to think for a second there. All right, and I was very honest. I go, I'm not impressed by both. You know, I like McCain's, you know, military record. I'm really impressed with that. I think Obama, and boy, am I kicking myself for this one. At the time I said I thought Obama's plan might have been a little bit better for healthcare than McCain's plan. And yes, I am kicking myself for that. But what I did is I found common ground with my patient. You never lie. You find common ground and you work with it. But if you have somebody and you think that your patient is going to drop you because you don't stand for what they stand politically, let them go. You don't want to try to hold on to clients or, you know, for example, I know many of you that cut hair. You sit there for 2-3 hours listening to what your client is talking about. And, you know, stay away from politics. They're going to want you to believe the same way you do or they do. I know it. Again, find common ground, agree with it, and then move on and talk about Christina Aguilera and The Voice or talk about the Avengers or Glee or something. All right. Change the subject to entertainment. That's always a good subject to talk about, okay? There's always something going on. I guess now they're saying more masseuses are coming forward with John Travolta. Honestly, I think more people are interested in talking about that than what's going on right now in politics. But listen, you know, you don't have to be all one-sided. You can find common ground. And I tell everybody this, you know, anytime you want to have a discussion, and I bring this up on the show all the time, all right, if you put up your wall, if you say, I'm this or I'm this, I'm right or I'm left, okay, and let me tell you, probably 60% of my patients are Democrat, all right, I know. I mean, they love me. I'm very honest about how I feel, but I'm also very open-minded. And so, you know, you, like I said, you can find common ground. But, you know, a very, very, I should say, strategic approach, and I'll tell you about that as we come back, is don't put up that wall before you engage them. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Michelle writes, Doctor, I'm a hairstylist from Reno, Nevada. I have to disagree with you. I know, everybody disagrees with me. My clients won't change the subject. They always want to talk about politics and won't let me digress. I have to just stand there and agree with them. I don't care if anyone feels I'm a liar. I have a family to feed. And, quote, the customer is always right. Okay, you can take that stand. It's just all I'm saying here, people, is I really don't think you have to lie. All right, I don't have to lie. I mean, maybe, yes, I could have a few more patients, and maybe some patients have left. But I'm going to tell you right now, a good part of my patient load does not align themselves the way I do politically, and I'm fine. They're fine with it, and we can move on. Now, here's the thing, and this goes to the dentist and to you also, Michelle here. I mean, you're no good to any political side being unemployed, okay? So stay employed by all means, okay? But I mean, I didn't realize, you know, and I'm not reading you all the emails that I get, you know, throughout the day, and I know I'd like to, because I know many of you like to hear your email on air. I try to write you back, but I didn't realize how many of your jobs end up going political. I mean, I never had politics in my job, ever. I didn't even, maybe it's because I didn't know what was going on. And so when somebody said something, I just kind of nodded, or maybe I was too busy. And honestly, when I go to the bank, when I get my hair done, if I go to buy, a box of Ho-Ho's at the grocery store, I really don't talk politics, which is why I'm kind of dumbfounded that there's so many of you that, I guess are in such a position where you have that time to talk with your client. I mean, if you're an AT&T operator, are people calling you talking about politics? I mean, maybe I'm naive. I mean, I thought the majority of people can just go do their job unscathed, go home. But like I said, in 2008 is when I really, really saw patients kind of, test me out. I mean, new patients, they didn't even know me. And this was before I was on air. I didn't go on air till January 9th, 2009. So, people didn't find me because of the radio or whatever station I was on. They found me, I guess by default. They closed their eyes, put their finger down in a phone book and said, all right, I'll go to the... Dr. Dahlia, they don't care. Anyway, so I, and they would, test me. Back in 2004, I had some patients who were clinically depressed, and they blame their depression on John Kerry losing to Bush. So, politics kind of were just a very, very small part of my practice. Was I upset about taxes? Was I upset about, things going on with the country? Probably not, because, the economy had been really, really good up until 2008. So maybe that's why I just really wasn't that involved. I just kind of went with the flow. But, and this is what I had discussed, earlier this year. I go, is it just me, or are we, more passionate about what's going on politically? Does Washington look like a big cluster to us now? Or was it always like this? Is it because I never paid attention before that, Washington has always been like this? I'm sure Washington has been a cluster for a long time, but it's just, boy, people seem to be a lot more political than I ever thought they would be. I mean, wow. It's almost like blatant in your face. Sometimes I don't want to know. Let me just get through my day. But when you are, this goes for any type of work that you do, any type of conversation, or whether you're an attorney, or, well, attorneys do things differently. Attorneys probably won't like this advice, or, and many of you listen to my show, you already know what I'm going to say. But people get turned off from a psychological. I'm going to get a little psychological on you guys right now, okay? All right. I'm a family doc. I'm not a psychologist. And no, I'm not going to talk about Freud. No Oedipus complexes. This is just another aspect of psychology, okay? No yawning. All right. When you talk to a person, some of them want to fight, okay? They want to fight. And as soon as you decide to kind of go up to them, with your shield or your sword, they're going to cut you off and they're just going to want to speak. So you really can't convince them of anything. They're not going to hear your point, etc. All right. What you need to do, and which many people do in battle, if you ever saw the Brad Pitt movie Troy, you would see that sometimes this works. What you want to do is you want to take that energy. You want to take that momentum and roll with it and re-energize yourself with it. Okay, for example, let's say somebody kind of comes up to you. They think they know what you're politically all about, and they start the conversation going, I don't understand. I get this all the time. I don't understand how you as a doctor can be against Obamacare. I don't understand. And you see them wanting to just poke at me and start something. And instead, I take that heat, I take that energy that they're giving off, and I go, I bet I can't stand the healthcare system more than you. I hate our healthcare system right now. And I go off on all that stuff. And you almost see them a little dumbfounded because they're like, wait a second, that's not what I wanted. I kind of wanted to fight. So first, like I had said earlier, you find that common ground and you go with it. And it's also complimentary to the person. If a person thinks that you agree with certain aspects of what they say, sometimes they're in a little bit of a euphoria where now they got their guard down. Okay? Now, I like to be nicer. I don't like to go in for the kill. I don't think you need to go in for the kill. But what I do is I go, while we're on common ground, I go, this stinks. All right? But, if we were in a perfect world, the way to fix healthcare would hopefully be this way. All right, I can't stand the fact that we have a bill and then I go into, and you all know how I feel about Obamacare, etc. Now, the fact that I could get that person to listen up that, you know, to that point is already successful. All right, because again, I had engaged them. I talk about the three E's on the show all the time. You engage, you educate, and then you enlist. Okay? As a doctor, I have to do that too. Patients will come in and they won't want to tell me what's going on. Oh, I'm just here for a physical, Dr. Dahlia. I just, you know, I'm fine. I'm like, all right, well, you know, do you want to get a colonoscopy? No, I don't want to get a colonoscopy. I don't want anything. I'm fine. I'm good. All right. Okay, well, they're kind of disengaged from me at this point. All right? So a lot of times, okay, I'll complain about some of my own personal issues, you know? And I'll tell them, I'll go, look, you know what? I got to apologize. You're going to be hearing some gurglies from my stomach. I had a horrible, horrible burrito the other night. I just can't handle it. All right. Now, of course, I'll be like, oh, really? I got gas issues, too. I'm like, is it just because we're in our, what is going on? Everything gets gas. Okay. Now I get them talking. Now I could always talk about gas. We talk about gas all the time. But you see, I engaged them. Okay. All right. Sometimes I'll make a joke about hemorrhoids. Sometimes I'll be like, darn, I wish I brought my hemorrhoid pillow in because that chair is too darn uncomfortable to not sit on my hemorrhoid pillow. You got hemorrhoids? I got hemorrhoids. You know, they go, do yours bleed? Well, sometimes. Okay, I engage them. Now I educate them. Well, having these gas issues, having bleeding hemorrhoids, etc., it could be nothing, but it could be X, Y, and Z. You know, I had to get myself checked. You know, so you educate them. Then you've engaged them. You've educated them. You got to enlist them. Okay? Enlist them. What are you going to encourage them to do? That's another E we could throw in there. Okay? All right. You're going to have to get that checked one of these days. Okay, I mean, you know, I can't put a Band-Aid on your butt to stop the bleeding. You're going to have to get, you know, and I can't tell you how many people who walk in not willing to tell me anything, by the end of that visit, they're going to get their blood work done. They're going to get their, they're going to have a gastroenterologist evaluate them for a colonoscopy. They're going to, check their blood pressure at home. So you engage, you enlist, and you educate. So same thing. Talking about Obamacare or anything else you want to talk about, whether you're for or against it. You engage them by finding common ground and agreeing with them with any points they should get credit for. All right? That, you know, I couldn't agree more with you. And eloquently put. Throw another E in there, eloquent. Okay? Eloquently put, I agree with me. I agree with you. But, you know, I wish X, Y, and Z. And when you educate them on why you have a problem with it, you know, sometimes you could enlist them. By not that you want them to come to your party by any means or whatever, but you could say, you know, look, I wish we didn't have to have it all or nothing. I wish we could come up with some sort of healthcare reform, et cetera, that does X, Y, and Z. You see what I mean? Engage, educate, and enlist. It's very, very easy, and the conversations go better. Now, you'll have some people that are just complete, you know, and I won't say the word, and they just want, you know, and they just want to go off and they want to look for a fight. And sometimes they go, look, I don't want to fight with you. You know, I think I agree with you more than we disagree, but look, I'm here to check your prostate, so just bend over and shut up about the politics. And I've had to do that, too. But, you know, there's so many ways to approach subjects with people that are hot-headed and people that are, people that are closed-minded. You just don't want to get hot-headed, and you don't want to be closed-minded. You want to be the logical one, right? You want them to be the one with common sense. All right, guys, don't go away. We got more Dr. Dahlia. Let's hit some medical stories. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn. It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What's new?
I'll tell you what's new, but you've got to promise to keep it a secret. I don't want this to get back to my customers at the spa.
Now I've got to know. Come on, tell me.
I found this skin cream called Esotique that's simply amazing for my dark circles, brown spots, and wrinkles. All my customers are asking me what I'm doing for my skin, so I just tell them I had plastic surgery. If they find out about Esotique, they're going to stop coming to my spa.
Esotique will tackle your dark circles, wrinkles, and age spots, leaving you with young and radiant skin. The results will astonish you. Call now for your risk-free supply of Esotique. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351. Say goodbye to dark circles, age spots, and wrinkles. Supplies of Esotique are limited, so call now. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less guaranteed.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Welcome all the new Twitter followers we've gotten over the last few days, and on my Facebook fan page. Please find me on Facebook and add yourself to my fan page, and I could give you up-to-date medical updates there, as well as pretty good pictures and issues going on with my personal life, which I'm sure many of you listen to now. Here's some more bad news about sunscreen. Remember I talked to you about the oxybenzone and one of the aspects and the chemicals in sunscreen could actually increase free radical damage? Well, now they're saying that the zinc oxide could do the same. Early research from Missouri University suggests that zinc oxide, when exposed to sunlight, undergoes a chemical reaction that may release unstable molecules known as free radicals. Now, we talked about free radicals. What they do is they could damage cells or the DNA contained in those cells. That could possibly put you at risk for skin cancer. Lead author Dr. Yinfa Ma also found that the... Hey, Ma! Also found that the longer zinc oxide is exposed to sunlight, the greater the potential damage to human cells. Zinc oxide may generate free radicals when exposed to UV sunlight, and those free radicals can kill cells. Okay, now remember, the whole purpose of sunscreen and sunblock is to protect you from the sun. Now, again, they say they don't want everybody to have, you know, to be scared. They still want people to wear sunscreen. It's still more dangerous to not wear sunscreen and get the free radical damage from UV light. But, you know, sunscreen and sunblock, I think, has to be researched a heck of a lot more. You know, I've told you guys this for years. You know, I get a little nervous lathering up my kids every single day, multiple times a day. You know, you're supposed to be reapplying the sunblock every 15 to 30 minutes. So you're reapplying, especially when they're swimming. You're re-lathering them up. And, you know, I smell, sometimes they smell pretty, and sometimes, you know, it's chemicals. And then you wonder, you know, what about the body and how much, you know, can the body absorb in terms of these chemicals? Which is why I really put my kids in water shirts, and I still use sunscreen, but I don't lather up their whole body. I use water shirts, I use hats, so at least I don't have to put it on every square inch of them. Now, they wear swim trunks. I don't have to put it on there. Although, you know, especially with your boys, sometimes their trunks, right, fall a little bit. So you see the upper part of the white tushy, right? They got the tan. So you see the back, then you got the tan line. And then, you know, my kid, they're always running around the pool, and you see the upper part of the tushy. Because the bathing suit's starting to fall. I don't know if they lose weight while they're, I don't know if it's the water being so heavy. So I tell my kids, put sunscreen on the upper part of their tushy, because that's always sticking out in the sun. You know, and if Dad decides to do any plumbing outside, I make sure he puts sunscreen on his tushy too. Just the upper part. You don't have to do it on the whole thing. Gotta protect the tushies. So, you know, it always kind of makes you a little nervous lathering them up over and over and over again. Now, many of us women, you know, we put makeup on all the time. But again, it's not our whole body, and our makeup has sunscreen. I prefer makeup with the sunscreen. This way you don't have to add extra chemicals to you. But again, still as a doctor, we still tell everybody to use sunscreen. But honestly, if you could get away with sometimes hats and long sleeve shirts and, you know, not having to lather up your whole body with it, only some of the sun exposed. And I'm not talking about, you know, long sleeve shirts that you roast in during the summer. There's some light, airy long sleeve shirts you could wear that still provide you some protection. And then this way you don't have to keep lathering up in the sunscreen every 30 minutes. Now, Dr. Ma and his team studied how long lung cells immersed in a solution containing nanoparticles. Oh, are we back with the nanoparticles? Containing nanoparticles of zinc oxide react when exposed to different types of light over numerous time frames. Now, they used a control of lung cells that were not immersed in the zinc oxide solution, and then they compared the results of light exposure on the various groups of cells. They said the zinc oxide exposed lung cells deteriorated more rapidly than those not immersed in the chemical compound. Well, I could have told you that. You stick a piece of lung into some sunscreen, I mean, it's probably not going to do that well. Really, people? They said even when exposed to visible light only, the lung cells suspended in zinc oxide deteriorated. Well, your lungs aren't used to looking at light either. They're inside your body. But for cells exposed to UV rays, Ma, Ma found that cell viability decreases dramatically. When exposed to UV long wave light, which is the UVA, for 3 hours, half of the lung cells in the zinc oxide solution died. After 12 hours, 90% of the cells in that solution died. Now, okay, you would think, okay, they're talking about lung products because maybe they're talking about the sprayed sunscreen. But no, Ma isn't talking about that here. But I got to tell you, that always concerns me, the spray sunscreen. Doesn't that? You know, my friend's kids were over this weekend, and they brought the spray sunscreen. And, I mean, you see the cloud, and they're coughing as they're spraying themselves with it. And I'm like, maybe somebody should test sunscreen on the lungs. You wonder. This test I don't get because the lungs aren't out into the sun. I don't get this. But, you know, Ma is, you know, he's got his groove on. Rain on his parade here. Ma is preparing, I'm sorry, to, researcher. The researcher is preparing to publish his later, I'm sorry, his latest research results in the Journal of Toxicology and Applied Pharmacology. Ooh, I'm excited about that one. Now, folks, a publication date has not been determined. I know, I'm sorry. I know. I am waiting for Ma's research. Okay. Now, Ma plans to conduct electronic spin resonance tests to see whether zinc oxide truly does generate free radicals. That's got to be fun. Now, zinc oxide isn't just in sunscreen, people. It's in plastics, paints, ointments, sealants, all sorts of stuff. So, again, I'm not saying freak out about zinc oxide by any means, but just realize it's all chemicals, you know. It's frustrating because my next sentence should be try and avoid the sun. And I'm not ready to tell you guys to avoid the sun because I think humans need sun. I think that's why we have sun. So I don't know what to tell you guys. All right. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. We say goodbye to Vidal Sassoon. He died at age 84 today. He is the one that came up with probably one of the most famous hairlines. Apparently died at his home on Mulholland Drive in Los Angeles. Let me see if they say why. I guess he started back in the 50s. I can't believe how many people actually met him and had their hair done by him. I would have loved to have my hair done by Vidal Sassoon. Well, they aren't saying why he passed, but may he rest in peace. I tell you, now, he died at age 84. Again, our men, they're living to their 80s. I'm liking it. I'm liking it a lot. All right, and I think it's even going to get better as the years progress. But, yeah, I mean, I hate talking about anybody passing, but if you notice, you know, Goober Pyle died in his 80s, Andy Rooney died in his 80s. I mean, we're seeing people, you know, whoever said 65 is old needs to, stick it, because 65 isn't old. We're definitely increasing our life expectancy. They say men are increasing their life expectancy at a faster rate. They still are behind women in life expectancy, but they are improving their life expectancy at a faster rate. So I think it's because we are really on top of things with our men. And I think one of our biggest achievements is how much we have progressed in terms of preventing heart disease and stroke. I think that is extremely, extreme. And I got to tell you something. I am going to give credit to Viagra. I think Viagra should get so much of the credit, because if you think about it, most men didn't want to go to the doctor. Now I have men coming in all the time for Viagra. Yet a lot of times we won't give Viagra if they don't let us check their heart and check their cholesterol. So next time you see somebody who sells Viagra, give them a big hug. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I know the commercials just aren't long enough, are they? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, nationally, everybody's been talking about this baby that was abandoned in front of a hospital in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I've been getting asked, you know, okay, why would somebody do this? You know, what's going on here? And I mean, I believe the placenta was still intact. So it was a baby that was just born. But they left the baby in a shopping cart outside Desert Springs Hospital. We don't know how long the baby was there. The umbilical cord of the placenta were still attached. A doctor arriving to perform emergency surgery saw a shopping cart, took a peek inside, found the baby, and decided to bring the baby in. Baby was placed into protective custody. Baby seems fine, you know, but, you know, people are like, I don't understand how parents could do this. Well, there is something called the Safe Haven Law. I think Nebraska passed it first, and I think Alaska, and I think by 2008, all states have the Safe Haven Law. And basically what that does is, you know, and it's a little, they also call it the Baby Moses Law. I like that. You know, what it does is it gives parents an option of giving up their baby. Right? It's a decriminalized option. You know, so they don't feel like they have no other choice but to abort, kill, or discard him in a dumpster. All right. But from what I understand, if you want to be, you know, protected by the Safe Haven Law, and, you know, you don't just dump the baby in a shopping cart in the middle of a parking lot when it's about 98 degrees outside. Okay? Try to, no, you can't from the outside just roll it in and hoping the door's open. No, you can't do that. Come on, people. No. And I doubt it was the mom, because if the placenta was still attached, I bet that mom is still lying down somewhere. It sounds like it was some sort of a home birth. So it seems like the father or somebody else probably dropped off the baby, but you kind of need to bring the baby in to authorities. You know, you can't just abandon, it can't be like Benjamin Button where you just leave him on the stairs and then people step on him. Okay. Obviously this was a couple that didn't, you know, probably want the, or maybe it was a complete surprise. It sounds like, you know, a couple that didn't have prenatal care, or a mom that didn't have prenatal care, gave birth for the baby to still have the placenta. They could have called 911. They could have called, you know, but just realize that the Safe Haven Law, yes, it does offer, you know, protection, because we don't want you to just leave a baby. I mean, thank God the baby's healthy. The baby's going to be taken care of now, and the baby's going to be alive. So, you know, I'm grateful that they at least, you know, left the baby near a hospital, but it's dangerous to leave a baby outside of a hospital. Also, I am very familiar with shopping carts and the wind. I live in an area that's extremely windy. When you live in the desert, it's very windy. And shopping carts tend to move. And I know this because many a time I'm at the grocery store and I'm too lazy after I empty out my groceries to, put the shopping cart into wherever they're supposed to go. And I leave them outside and then, they roll. And as I'm driving away, I see it roll and continue to roll. And you scream, no, you scream, stop. And the shopping cart doesn't stop. I don't know why that doesn't happen. And the shopping cart eventually does stop when another car, you know, comes in its way. So, remember, shopping carts can roll. So please don't leave your fetus and the placenta there. Make sure they actually get inside, all right, and have somebody assist the baby, please. Okay, now this has been scaring a lot of people. All right, there was a woman, Gwinnett woman. Her name is Amy Copeland, 24 years old, okay? Contracted a very rare infection from a common bacteria. We call it the flesh a type of flesh-eating bacteria called Aeromonas hydrophila. What happened is she had kayaked and ziplined along the Little Tallapoosa River. Now, her homemade zipline broke. She fell, and she had a deep gash to her leg. Okay? Now, this injury needed at least 24 staples to close. I know some people are like, really, staples? Yeah, we use staples a lot of times rather than stitches. They actually hold really well. You're numb. The scarring isn't that much worse, to be honest. And it's quicker to do because, again, whenever you have a deep gash, the longer it's open, the more you can be infected. Now, unfortunately, from what I understand, she was not discharged with antibiotics, and she started to develop an infection. She started to suffer from necrotizing fasciitis. Now, we talked about necrotizing fasciitis a couple weeks ago when we were talking about the flesh-eating bacteria. The fascia is a layer underneath the skin that basically it's kind of like the lining of your mattress on the bottom. That's how I look at it. It's kind of that shiny white kind of like a silky, shiny white. And unfortunately, it's along a plane. And that plane is very easy to just, like a lightning flash, ignite with bacteria. And so it was very easy to spread, started decaying the flesh, and she was in critical condition such that they had to amputate. Now, people are really freaked out, but like, what could have been done? You know, and again, I mean, for me, again, I know we are of a age right now where we're all anti-antibiotics. Don't be using antibiotics for sinus infections. Don't be using, but when I did ER, if there was any deep wound, I don't mess with it. I'm going to give an antibiotic, you know, and maybe it wasn't cleaned out that well. You wonder. You know, I mean, you know, a deep gash, you'd have to really numb it up good. And I mean, you'd have to really clean it up. Now, sometimes some of these wounds, they're bleeding so much that I would have to throw a temporary stitch in it just so I could keep cleaning. And then you do that. Just throw a temporary stitch in the middle, okay, to try to stop some of the bleeding, to give a little bit of compression, clean out the sides, then maybe open it up again, clean it out really good in the middle. I mean, there's a variety of ways to clean these wounds. If you're an ER doc, and I'm sure you know just as well as I, but for some reason, I don't know how, it took advantage of her. And again, I mean, you know, from what we understand, she's a healthy girl, you know, doesn't have diabetes, because, you know, sometimes you'll see these infections go crazy in a diabetic. From what we understand, she was a psychology student at the University of West Georgia, trying to see if there was any other information. Yeah, I guess after she was given her 22 staples, they told her to take Motrin or Tylenol for the pain. The pain worsened the next day. She went back to the ER, was given a prescription of pain medicine. So she went to the ER twice with no antibiotics. Then she saw a doctor last Thursday, was given antibiotics. Finally, on her third visit, was treated and released, but she wasn't diagnosed with the necrotizing fasciitis at that time. Then the next day, Friday, is when it had spread from her wound to her hip and thigh. Like I said, it's like, it's like when you have a fire and the gas is building up, right? Like what happened at the MGM hotel. I bring that up all the time because many of the people that died during that fire in the 80s, the MGM hotel in Las Vegas, was what happened is the gas had built up, you know, from the fire. And then once the fire ignited the gas, it went as a flash. And that's how I describe how a necrotizing fasciitis infection happens. So unfortunately, something like this, you know, it's frustrating me because we're starting to see ERs do less. We're seeing hesitation. I don't know if it's because of Obamacare. I don't know if it's because people are trying to, you know, get us doctors to think a little bit more conservatively and do less treatments. But I would have never, as an ER doc, not given antibiotics to any deep wound, ever. I always gave antibiotics. Now, yes, we do have a huge antibiotic resistance problem. But you have a woman that has a deep gash and ends up losing her leg. That's why I was taught you don't withhold the antibiotics. But again, you can't go back and figure out what these doctors were thinking. But it's really unfortunate. All right, guys, stay on board for another hour if you can. If not, have a great rest of the way home. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. God bless you. God bless our troops. God bless this fine country of ours. We'll be back.
CardioFX from Youngevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order Cardio FX from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.